Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
There aren't many days so momentous that they change the whole calendar, but this was one. Quote, "This month shall be your beginning of months," said the Lord. Quote, "It shall be the first month of the year to you." Exodus chapter 12, verse 2. Up until then, the Hebrew calendar began in the fall, much like our school calendar. But this was Abib, the month that straddles our March-April. From this time forward, the Jewish people would have a civil new year in the fall and a spiritual new year in the spring. Come to think of it, every believer has two, quote, beginning of months as well, a natural birthday and a spiritual birthday. What was the focus of this new year? Quote, "On the 10th day of the month, every man shall take for himself a lamb for a household," verse 3. The focus was a lamb, verse 3, the lamb, verse 4, your lamb, verse 5. Yes, Christ is a Savior, Luke 2:11, and he is the Savior, John 4:42, the only one. But can you say, as Mary did, quote, "My spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior," Luke chapter 1, verse 47? The chosen lamb was to be an unblemished young male, because it was an object lesson pointing to the Lord Jesus, also an unblemished young male. It was to be examined over and over from the 10th to the 14th day to make sure it was perfect, just as Christ was examined in his trials before both religious and civil rulers. Christ's judge said, quote, "I find no fault in him at all," John 18, verse 38. His executioner confessed, quote, "Certainly this was a righteous man," Luke 23, verse 47. Even his accusers declared, "He saved others," verse 35. Yes, he did, and yes, he does. We say with John, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," John 1:29. My sin, your sin, taken away by his death at Calvary, taken away when by faith we transfer our trust to him alone.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.